What effect is the violence in Tunisia having on its economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Troops in Tunisia fired water cannons and tear gas against hundreds of demonstrators in the center of the capital, Tunis. Tunisians are protesting against plans to include the former ruling party in a new coalition government there. Now, with the unrest in its second month and the government now in tatters, how is Tunisia's economy holding up? The BBC's John Lyne is with us now from Cairo with the latest. Hi, John.
Good morning.
What kind of effects are we seeing from this violence in the Tunisian economy?
Well, obviously, there's an immediate disruption, most obviously, to the tourist industry, but more widely. People can't get to work at the moment. Economists are saying that dislocation could continue for weeks and months, pushing output down from perhaps 5%, 5.5% growth in previous years to around 3 or 4%. But at the same time, they're quite optimistic that in future years, growth could pick up. They say that the government of President Ben Ali that's been ousted was holding them back with its corruption and mismanagement, and the prospects, if the country stabilizes, could be very good.
You talk about output, John. What does the Tunisian economy rely on?
They have tourism, but they also have manufacturing, they have agriculture, they have mining. It's a very well-educated population and a very well-trained population with things like engineering skills. So it's a great base for manufacturers like Airbus, manufacturers from the United States and Europe, to set up not far from their European markets.
The BBC's John Lyne in Cairo. John, thank you.
My pleasure.
And here at home, it may take a little while, but the insurance giant AIG is on the road to repaying billions in bailout money. Taxpayers pulled the company out of the abyss during the financial meltdown more than 2 years ago. The U.S. Treasury stands to break even, and there will be a nice little bonus for one of the big banks that got bailouts of its own. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The U.S. Treasury and AIG have taken pitches from a who's who of investment banking, Goldman Sachs, B of A, Citigroup, and others. They want to underwrite AIG's first stock offering since the bailout and takeover by U.S. taxpayers. Their potential profit, $300 million. Bank analyst Bert Ely says they'll have to work for it.
The real challenge is to be able to get top dollar for what had been damaged goods.
Damaged because of AIG's legacy of catastrophic financial risks. The underwriters will have to convince investors they're buying a different AIG, safe, streamlined, and poised for profit selling boring old insurance. University of Portland finance professor Richard Gritta says this is a bailout story turned good.
Government has kept the financial system in place by bailing out a couple of key firms, and the taxpayer's not going to have paid a dime.
It's likely the government will recoup its remaining $50 billion investment when AIG sells stock later this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly lower at the moment. European plane maker Airbus said today orders in 2010 surpassed U.S. rival Boeing. Airbus reported it fulfilled a record 510 aircraft orders, nearly doubling the numbers from the year before. Boeing said it delivered 462 planes last year. Wall Street Friday, stocks ended the week on a high note. The Dow Jones Industrials added 55 points to close at 11,787. For the week, the Dow tacked on 1%. U.S. markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud.
For urban farmers these days, goats are all the rage. With homegrown parsley and backyard chicken coops so last year, many green-thumbed city slickers are turning to goats. But as Brendan Francis Newnham found out when he visited writer Novella Carpenter at her urban farm in Oakland, raising goats isn't for rookies.
Goats are definitely advanced topics, and I would not recommend it as the first thing that you get unless you've researched the heck out of it. It ends up, you know, you spend a lot of money, and if you do a cost analysis, like if I looked at it like, how much would a quart of milk cost? I mean, it'd be like $10 or something.
Are they even legal to have?
Yeah, actually, it is legal to have goats in Oakland. You can't have male goats because male goats smell really bad, as I found out when we had Mr. Lincoln come visit the farm for a couple days for stud service.
Wait, Mr. Lincoln? Lincoln is the stud goat?
Yeah, Mr. Lincoln. He has a long, righteous beard. So he, like, kind of moved in with the girls, and at first they were playing it cool. You know, they didn't even look at him or pay attention, and then they started to smell that odor that he has.
Oh, Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, it's so alluring. And you know what that is? It's actually they pee on themselves.
Yeah. Well, can we meet the goats?
Yeah, let's go meet BB and Ginger.
Are they going to attack me?
No. They're sweet. Look at them. They're little angels. That's Ginger. And then that's BB. These guys are both pregnant. You can't, I mean, maybe you can't tell. The untrained eye might not be able to.
Yeah, I can't tell. But I did notice she wasn't drinking.
Yeah, well, she's not smoking either. It's amazing what she's given up for these babies.
All right, well, the reason you have these goats isn't because they're cute, right?
Well, they're what I call pets with benefits. Their milk is so good. And then it makes really, really creamy, yummy cheese, too.
So how often do they have to be milked?
A lot of people who have goats milk them twice a day, but I want to have a social life, so I milk them only once a day.
What is their life expectancy?
An old goat, 12 years maybe, but after they are done giving birth, you can just send them off to some petting zoo.
How is she going to feel? Like, you know, you're not there for her golden years?
You know, it's not like that. We're not best friends, you know? We don't have, like, deep conversations over coffee.
Writer Novella Carpenter speaking with Brendan Francis Noonan of our sister show, The Dinner Party Download. That's available through our website, by the way, marketplace.org. Finally, while people cannot live on goat's milk alone, Chris Voigt found a way to live solely on potatoes. For 2 months, nothing but potatoes. Au gratin, baked, french fries, you name it, Voigt ate it. All in the name of protesting school lunch cuts in his home state of Washington and touting the health benefits of potatoes. Comes as no surprise, then, that the Washington State Potato Commission, which Voigt works for, rewarded his pro-spud efforts by naming him Washington Potato Man of the Year. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio, and online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Migrant workers go overseas to find jobs. They go home when those jobs go away.
Spain has deflated like a balloon. For migrants in general, employment has disappeared. A huge number of Latinos have been laid off. This is why people are going back to their home countries.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Bolivian expats repatriate. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.